I'm great. Thanks, Corey. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. How's everybody? Happy Tuesday. I hope that you all enjoyed yesterday's sports equinox, as we were affectionately referring to it as. I very did. What a night we had last night. We had Major League Baseball on, World Series game number 3, and the Dodgers are up 3-0. Go ahead and ice the champagne, fellas, because this one is over with a capital O. We had the National Football League. Little Monday Night Football last night as the Steelers smoked the Giants, as was anticipated. Russ Wilson looked pretty good another game in a row, but he also did it against the New York Giants. So, you know, on one hand, good on Russ. On the other hand, hold your horses just a little bit.
You mean he looked good in the second half?
He looked fine in the first half, but the Steelers have, even when Justin Fields was
like
in there,
9-6 or something.
Again,
like that.
He looked fine. For the record, the Steelers had like 225 yards of offense in the first half and just couldn't score. And again, the point of the game, and this may shock you, the point of the game is to score. The Steelers. And the Giants, of course. But
did you just play Dora?
Come on, how's that not the funniest clip ever?
Wow.
I either or.
Your clips are becoming more and more violent.
Not all of them. I do have a new fun one that I'm actually very excited about
other
working
than,
into the rotation.
Other than Dora? I mean, the Dora's pretty strong. Was that Cody Decker?
Nope. Try again. Better.
I don't know.
Better. Better. Gronk laugh.
Oh.
Gronk laugh.
Same thing.
Okay. I won't tell Tech you said that. Yay!
Yeah, that
2-1.
Counts. Even though it just turned off on me. Yeah, I'm not afraid of him. So I mean,
he's a big boy.
He's also in New York.
I mean, added. That one's my favorite today. That one's very my favorite.
I know
today.
You didn't watch last night, so you just caught that clip, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what happened. I didn't watch all that because I was watching the... I'm not going to lie, I watched the World Series last night.
Hey, good for you. You've got a baseball show on the weekend. It's part of your job.
I'd have watched it even if I didn't have a baseball show on the weekend. It's the World Series, man. It's the Fall Classic.
Football and wrestling was on last night, so I watched a little bit of both of those.
I
turned it over to baseball for a second because I remembered it was on and the score was, I don't know, it was like 4th inning, like 3-0. I was like, yeah, this thing's over. I'm going back to watching something more interesting for me.
For you is a good save. You know, a baseball game can swing 4 runs in one swing. So there, in any game that is.
I'm aware of grand slams. I know, you know.
Or as we call them on this show. Giant donks.
That's what you until eventually you're told to stop.
Well, it ain't happened yet
because he ain't heard it yet.
Come on. There's no way he ain't heard.
Yeah,
it yet.
He hasn't heard it yet. You strategically place that word in places where he hasn't heard it.
Freddie Freeman with a gigantic dong last night went. Yeah, 3 games, 3 dongs for Freddie Freeman, who is a. Machine. Atlanta Braves legend, Freddie Freeman. You know, sometimes your team does something that you get mad at them for it. Like, or your wife or your dog or your kids or whatever, but like your team, right? Like they do something and you're like, I love you, but I'm real, real upset with you right now. Watching Freddie Freeman do Freddie Freeman things. Going out there, and he's good now. But Freddie Freeman has played a solid chunk of this postseason on one wheel, on a bad ankle. And he's doing this. 3-0 are the Dodgers. Three dongs for Freddie Freeman. The guy's playing lights out baseball right now. And it kind of frustrates me a little bit that this cat wanted to be a career Atlanta Brave. And I still to this day don't know why that happened. Like, I get the premise that you were trying to go younger. I get the premise that you were trying to build like a good young core that you were going to be able to keep together for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. But what? You let a cat who had been playing this caliber baseball for you for what was it? A dozen years? 12 years he'd been playing this level of baseball. And you let him walk because you didn't want to pay the guy. So he goes to L.A., and all he's done is brought them to and is now clubbing them through a World Series. It is frankly mind-numbing to me to be sat on the couch last night in the Bro Cave watching World Series baseball. Here comes fabulous Freddie Freeman for AB number one in the first inning of the third game of the World Series to see him club another one. Another one. And realize, ain't no reason. Ain't nan none reason. That guy's not still an Atlanta Brave. And again, I know you had the opportunity to go get Matt Olson out of Oakland. And Matt Olson had a year where he was an absolute stud. This year got real, real sideways for him. Just couldn't see the baseball like he did the year before. And if you had to replace Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson, pretty good choice to do it with. But see, the thing is, and I've gotten into this with a Braves fan a couple of times, where I said, well, I mean, or they said, you know, if you had to replace Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson's a pretty good guy to do it with. And I said, you're not wrong, except here's the problem. You didn't have to replace Freddie Freeman. Freddie did not make it a secret that he wanted to be a career Bravo. He wanted to be in the ATL, yeah, for his whole career. And y'all couldn't pull that off? Y'all couldn't make that happen? Why? Why?
Well, we'd have to pay him.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Dodgers are paying him, and I'm not going to lie. It looks like, though I am no baseball expert, kind of looks like it's working out for them. Man's on a bad wheel, still out there clubbing, hacking, swanging. I don't know what to say. Alex Anthopoulos, I said back in 2021, GM of the decade. The moves that guy made in the run-up to that World Series, the moves he's made since, have almost exclusively been good. And this might be the best illustration, at least in the world of sports. This might be the best illustration in the world of sports of getting it wrong once carries a lot more weight than getting it right 95% of the time, right? Like, getting it wrong once sticks. It's unfortunate but true. I have said for many years, kind of as a joke, but not exclusively as a joke, that one of the things that I advise people, and again, it's gonna sound like a joke partially because it is. But one of the things that I advise specifically young people when given the opportunity is to make sure that you are monetizing everything that you do. Monetize everything that you do. And make sure you are tracking what you do and you are getting paid appropriately for it. Because once you do a thing a couple times, that becomes a part of people's expectations for you, right? So that time that nice time that somebody says, hey, can you knock this thing out for me? And you go, sure thing, no worries. And then you do that thing. And then maybe a couple weeks later, they come and go, hey, remember that time you did that thing for me? I really appreciated it. I hate to ask, but could you do it again? And you say, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm going to do it again. Do you know what happens the third time? The third time, you just get told to do it. Do that thing now. Wait, that's not part of my job. Yeah, it is. You made it part of your job because you keep doing the thing. Do your thing. Do that thing. The reason I do that is because what you do becomes expectation. And the more expectations you have, the more your mistakes start to stand out. This is why Alex Anthopoulos, and I even acknowledge that I'm the one doing it in this case. That's why this man brought a, frankly, unexpected World Series to the Atlanta Braves in 2021. I mean, unexpected World Series to the Braves in 2021. And had to navigate a minefield during the trade deadline to do it. Had to balance a ton of personalities within that locker room of all different backgrounds to make that roster World Series caliber. It was a World Series that to this day, I have gone back and watched replays of Game 6 when Jorge Soler sent a ball out to Jupiter and loved it. Because I genuinely did not think I'd ever see the Braves win another World Series. And they did. And Alex Anthopoulos deserves his flowers for getting them there. Since then, things ain't gone great. And yes, I kind of hold a bit of a grudge about the Freddie Freeman thing because for all that Antho got right leading up to that World Series, putting together some pretty good teams since then. Remember, the Atlanta Braves this year were expected to win 103 games. Derailed by injury, sure. But I would also point out that, and this was this got brought up in I think game 2 of the World Series. We have been saying all year long, oh, derailed by injuries. The Braves derailed by injuries. You know who the most injured team is? The team that missed the most games out of opening day starters due to injury. You know what team it was? The LA Dodgers. And yet, here they are. One win away from a World Series championship that I'm at this point just convinced they're going to sweep the Yankees in four. This is going to go from a World Series that was maybe the most anticipated in a couple of decades, to be honest with you, to maybe the most anticlimactic World Series in history, maybe. This was set up to be a 7-game banger. This was set up to give us 7 games of after. But that's not what we got. Instead, we're sitting on the verge of a sweeping game 4, and I'm going to keep it a buck. There's one way for the Yankees to not get swept, and that is hope that in the inevitable bullpen game that is game 4 for the Dodgers, somebody screws up. Somebody just has the worst inning in World Series history. The Yankees can take advantage and fight their way back into this one. I'm not banking on it. So it should have been a 7-game banger between two titans. Instead, it's going to be a 4-game sweep by one team. The most injured team in baseball. The team that lost more games to injury out of opening day starters than any other team in the league is a game away from the World Series. And this is why when I sat last night and I watched this football contest and I watched Freddie Freeman hit another one, 3 games, 3 dingers, including a grand slam, the most gigantic of dongs back in game 1, I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little frustrated as a Braves fan. I'm a little frustrated as an Atlanta fan. Because there is no reason that guy should be in Los Angeles right now. He didn't want to be anywhere but Atlanta. You could have kept him in Atlanta. And all you had to do, was come up with a little bit of money. Like I said, I think the blow was softened by the fact that his replacement, Matt Olson, came in and had a year where he led the league in home runs and ribbies. So what? What's that accomplished for you? He had one really good year. Did the Braves win the World Series that year? No. They lost to the Phillies again, second time in a row in the divisional round. Two in a row they did that since Freddie Freeman left. Now, I'm not saying that Freddie Freeman would have fixed it, that Freddie Freeman would have had this team elevated beyond the Phillies in the divisional round, but he's got three home runs in three World Series games, and the Dodgers are on the verge of a sweep, and a large part of it is because of fabulous fact, not even because of. It is straight up because of. Game one, Freddie goes yad with the bases juiced to win the game, to walk off the game. Last night, opening frame, Freddie Freeman hits another two-run jack, puts the Dodgers up 2-0, effectively removes the Yankees fans from the equation. That place, despite an embarrassing pregame concert from Fat Joe, that was supposed... I don't know if you caught this. Game two out in L.A., the Dodgers brought out ice. Brought out Ice Cube. Had Ice Cube do a pregame on-field concert, and it was.
I'm glad you
dope.
Elaborated because when you said ice, of course everyone thought vanilla ice. And
yes, yeah. You know the Dodgers, Los Angeles, California, the land of cool, brought out vanilla ice, baby.
Hey, Rob, where's vanilla ice from?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure Jacksonville. In fact, I'm just gonna say Jacksonville. Man, you're gonna make me look this up. I swear to God, I swear to you, if it's Jacksonville, I'm going to lose my mind. Dallas, checks out. Born in Dallas, raised there, and apparently as an older kid, moved to Miami. Not the point. They brought out Ice Cube, who did a dope on-the-field concert before the game two. New York countered last night with Fat Joe, who clearly could not hear the music because he was like a full half a second off. And I got news for you. If your lyrics are a half second off at a hip-hop song, it goes real bad. Then my man's walking around on the pitching mound. No, don't do that, Joe. That's not where you go, Joe. Not in Tim's. No, Joe. It was not good. Deck and I were texting back and forth. I'm like, yo, Dodgers 3-0 tonight. Not a joke. And they were. Because of Freddie, who should be in Atlanta. This is not what I planned on talking about here. But, How do I not? All right, let's take a break, come back. We do have a lot to talk about. Four leagues all in action last night. We got results from all. I am Rob, the great one, Lonzo, on the ones and twos. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Wesley just popped into the live stream, which you can watch at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. Search the Rob Brown Show, search the Fan Upstate, and watch the live stream. Zoe and I are live all 4 hours, 5 days a week, every day that we're here. Our buddy Wesley has been popping in the chat every day and giving us a completely unrequested countdown to the Tyson Paul thing.
Giving doesn't require a request. You do it out of the abundance of your heart. And thank you, Wesley. I appreciate it.
You know, if I walk up and I give somebody a punch in the gut without it being requested, that's a bad thing. All right? It's a bad thing. I'm trying
especially
to figure out.
Especially if they're Harry Houdini, because they'll die like a couple days later.
Well, he got hit with a cannonball. I'm not quite there.
No. Someone punched him, and that's why he died.
Oh, that's right. The cannonball thing was like his big stunt.
He wasn't ready for it, so he didn't brace himself.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what boring-ass monotonous thing do I want to do instead of watch that fight? I think I might. I haven't decided yet.
Well, baseball will be over by then, so, I mean, you know.
I might just take, like, one swipe of paint and put it on a wall somewhere. I might, literally watch paint dry instead of watching this.
You know what? I'm in the middle of a painting project. If you would like to come over and help finish that project, you can finish painting my kitchen, and then you can watch it dry.
I do not want to paint. I would rather just watch paint dry. In fact, I may ask the wife, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you dip that paintbrush into that thing of paint and just go across the canvas, and I'm just going to watch that paint dry.
Wow. I tried to facilitate, and you just don't. I mean, it's your scenario. I tried to help you out. So not only would you be able to watch paint dry, but you'd be able to help someone out who needs help.
No, because you keep trying to make this Paul Tyson thing worse. It's not happening. All right?
I'm just legitimately very interested in it because I want to see Mike Tyson knock him out.
He's not going to.
I would think that you would want to see that too.
I'll make you a lunch bet right now. Nobody goes to sleep in this fight. Want to make that lunch bet? I will take you back for pizza round two.
All right, so here's the thing.
Nobody's going to sleep in that fight.
I think you need to clarify go to sleep.
Knocked out.
Because if it's on as late as some fights are, there's a bunch of people going to sleep and watching it the next day.
Yeah, you know who should? Mike, because he's 60. It's past your bedtime, Michael.
What is your bedtime?
You got pigeons to get up and feed, bud.
What's a bedtime for a 60-year-old?
I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Well, I mean, you obviously have some ideas. I want to know, as I'm approaching 60, I want to know what my bedtime is.
I don't know. It was meant, Alonzo, this is going to shock you, as a joke. Because Mike Tyson's a grandfather, or at least old enough to be one. This is not a boxing match. This is a money grab and nothing more.
Let him live, Rob. Apparently, you think once you reach a certain age, you should not live. And if living for him is boxing, then he should box.
No! No!
Yes, he should.
No! Lonzo, no! Here's the problem. You know what? It's not that he is boxing. You're right. If he wants to wake up every day and take his big ass down to the gym and pop into a ring and spar a little bit, okay.
All right, so you're implying he's fat. I mean,
he's big. He's still a thick S of a B.
Yeah, he is.
He's still stout. I'm going to tell you straight up, Mike Tyson's in better shape at 60 than I've ever been in my life. And I used to be in shape. I was never Mike. All right? We all know that. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's 60. And it's not even that if this was one of those like charity celebrity events and was marketed as such, I honestly might watch it. Really. If it was like one of those charity celebrity matches, I might watch it. But it's not.
You do realize it's free on Netflix, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's all not right. The principle of this is, here's another segment I didn't know I was doing, but whatever, shut up. It's important. Here's the principle. The principle is everything that this Jake Paul clown goes out and does is promoted as boxing. And it's not. It's not. There are phenomenal boxing matches taking place. There are still tremendous. Canelo Alvarez just fought like 3 months ago. He's fighting again in like another three. There are still good real boxers out there.
You're kicking it worse on purpose because I pointed out that you're making that noise over there.
No, this is, listen, what I'm saying to you right now is of all the things that I say right now, the thing I am most genuine and sincere about. The problem I have is that there are good boxers fighting legitimate boxing matches out there and doing justice to the sport. And this is getting promoted as on equal footing with that. And it's not.
Like who?
I just told you, Canelo Alvarez. It's got another title fight.
How long has Alvarez been fighting?
A number of years.
How old is he now?
Not 60.
I just
promise you he's not 60.
Is he close to 40?
He is still one of the best fighters. Here is the other part.
I'm just curious about his age. That's all. Because age is a thing for you, and I want to know.
Canelo's 34.
Okay, so what age should he stop?
Now, that's not how it works. You can't go, okay, when you hit 50, except with running backs in the NFL. It's not, here's the mark.
You're making it about an age, which means you've got to have in mind a certain age.
Okay. I can look at all a guy. Right. Hey, find me any 60-year-old anywhere in the history of ever, then go toe-to-toe with Canelo Alvarez. And then here's your exception. But there's not one. There's just not. If the closest you've got...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Would get his ass beat by Canelo Alvarez.
I don't think so.
Get his ass beat by Canelo Alvarez. I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I get it. And this ain't gonna... I get it that if you are close to 60, you don't want to acknowledge that you ain't the same guy you used to be. I'm 40. I ain't the same guy I was at 35.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about Mike Tyson.
No one.
No one's ever going to be Mike Tyson.
No one at 60 is at the top of their game. That's not an insult. That's just a fact of life.
All right. Let me point something out. You've talked about how Jake Paul is not a boxer. So if he's not really a boxer, why does Tyson have to be at the top of his game to beat an amateur?
He doesn't. It's not about the boxing. It's about the money grab. We all know that what Jake Paul does in these exhibitions is they go out there, they keep it close, they don't do anything, they make a few dozen million dollars by convincing people like you that this is boxing. It's not.
All right. It's not going to cost me any more than my normal Netflix subscription to watch this.
Okay.
It will cost me a little bit of time, but I got plenty of time because I'm old.
I don't give a damn about your money in this situation. I don't.
Then why'd you say you?
Because it's the royal you. The tip of the cap you, as in everybody. Because there is this sport that I love. This art, this science, this sport that I love. And I want it to be promoted in its best form. And this ain't it. This isn't boxing. This is a way to make... I don't care about your Netflix payment. Cool. That's great. What I care about is that these dudes are going to go out there, put on a half-ass exhibition between a guy who refuses to fight real boxers and a 60-year-old grandfather, and then they are going to promote it as the sport. It's not. It's not. It's not the sport. There are so many great fighters and boxers out there that are putting on genuine great contest in this sport. And instead of the world focusing on the best boxers doing the best boxing and putting the sport's beauty on display, I got a YouTube star and a grandfather, and that's getting the promotion. And I will acknowledge, let me say first, the folks that I criticize the most about this, it's not Lonzo who's going to watch this fight. It's not Wesley who's in here trolling me with a countdown to Tyson. Yeah, you guys aren't the problem here. The problem is boxing itself. The problem is that boxing has created this world where stuff like this works, right?
Isn't the problem also the next generation of fans who you feel are fooled by this guy? And so you're upset that these people are interested in boxing because of Jake Paul.
If a snake,
and you don't feel like it's legitimate fandom because they're not watching real boxing.
If a snake oil salesman rolls into town and tricks the town through con artistry, I don't get mad at the town. I get mad at the con artist.
And how old are you going with snake oil salesmen? I mean,
I've watched a Western in my time.
How many people get that reference?
I don't get mad at the snake oil salesman for conning. I don't get mad at the town for being conned. I get mad at the snake oil salesman for conning. This is why I have aggression towards Paul and Tyson. And for the record, towards promoters in boxing, because promoters have made it harder to make money with the great element of the sport because they'd rather put on the spectacle. And it's convinced the next generation of fans, this is Jake Paul, YouTube star, is boxing. No, hey, it's not.
In the end, I just want to see Jake Paul get punched in the face by Mike Tyson. Whether he knocks him out or not, to me, I think I win by seeing that. And I don't see why you don't see that either.
Because what happens is Jake Paul's going to make $70 million, and then he's going to go away for a couple months, and then he's going to come back and he's going to be like, next up, I got Evander Holyfield. I don't care. I don't freaking
capitalism,
care.
Baby.
Sometimes capitalism's stupid, like when Jake Paul gets rich. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with things you care about on the Fan Upstate. Watching the World Series last night, and there was a spot in the game that I was absolutely blown away by. There was a spot in this game where Giancarlo Stanton was on second base. And there was a fly out to left field. Teoscar Hernandez is all-star caliber left fielder. Stanton's coming around from second to third. Stanton is rounding third. And the third base coach is enthusiastically waving him around. Go on home, young man. Get that run. I'm watching this happen last night. And I got to tell you, it genuinely might be the funniest thing that I've ever seen. So, here's the thing. Teoscar Hernandez absolutely launched a bleep missile from left field to home plate. It would have challenged a good runner. I don't know if any of you have seen this so far. I don't know that any of you have watched this. I'm going to play this one time on the stream because that's all we're allowed to. Lonzo, I'd like you to keep an eye on Giancarlo Stanton running from second to third after he gets waved around. And I'd like you to give me your thoughts on him as a knee-jerk reaction.
So the video didn't work.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Point is, he's real slow. Okay?
It was so slow it made the video stop.
The thing is, it looked like the video was stopped. It wasn't. That's just how slow he is. All right? That was real time.
I have seen several posts on X about this little kid being taught how to run.
Doing the slow motion thing.
And comparing it to that. So
yeah, it was. I've never seen anything like it. They waved this cat from second to home. He ran. When I tell you, here was my honest real time in my head gut check reaction. Third base coach is waving the arm. Stanton turns third, starts rounding home. He's about halfway between third and home when the ball passes him to get to home plate. And in my head, I genuinely thought, oh, he must have thought the ball got out to the wall. He's just loafing. He's just jogging. Nope, turns out that's all the speed he's got. He was chugging as fast as he could. And you know how sometimes when you watch sports, great one? You watch sports and you see an athlete screw up and in your head you can't help as a bro but go, I could do that. Come on, dude. You're a pro athlete and I could do that. Field goal kicker misses an extra point and every dude in America watching goes, I could go hit an extra point, right? Or a baseball player slides in and overslides the bag and gets tagged out and you're like, you overslid the bat. I could do that. What? I could. Dude, I mean this. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that as a 39 3/4-year-old, fat, out of shape piece of trash human being that I am, I genuinely think I could beat Giancarlo Stanton in a race today. Like, not like, haha, funny, bad ad. Go. I'm going to send you the clip, great one, so you can watch it on your computer in real time. I'm not kidding when I tell you. I'm not joking, haha, funny. I mean, genuinely, I think I could beat Giancarlo Stanton in a race.
Are there still a ton of fat guys in baseball who can't run
but can
kill it when they hit the ball?
There are fat guys in baseball, for sure. And every one of them faster than Giancarlo Stanton, who's not a fat guy. He's big, and he's for the record. When we talked about old guys earlier,
is he a long strider?
No, I just sent you the video. By the way, also 34 years of age. I am 5 years older than Giancarlo Stanton, who is an old man in baseball terms. I'm going to give him that. He's old, and he's never been a speed guy. He's a power guy. You don't have to run the bases quickly when you send the ball 19 rows deep into right field. All right, but. Straight up, I watched him round third and head home last night and immediately had the thought, I think I'm faster than Gio. I think today, y'all, when I tell you, I haven't sprinted in probably 2-3 years at this point. Like a full-out actual second-to-home sprint in 2 or 3 years right now. I think I'm faster. Now, I bring it up. Has it showed up yet?
Yeah, how is he out when the ball got knocked out of the glove?
The ball didn't get knocked out of the glove.
Why is it on the ground?
It may have gotten dropped because it was the last out of the inning and the catcher just dropped it.
No, I don't see. Well, there's a ball laying there and I don't see it in his glove.
I may have sent you the wrong clip. Because no.
Yeah, because
Will Smith made the tag and then he just stands there with the ball. Are you sure it wasn't a mask or something?
No, there's a ball laying there by the plate, dude. I'm looking at it.
I think we might need to get Lonzo glasses. Because, no, there's not. Let me see. In fact, let me watch it again. But Will Smith makes a tag. No, there's not a ball laying by the plate.
Hey, Rob, it was my cursor. Well, it is white, you know? I didn't have to admit it, but it was the cursor.
You know, I first and foremost, I respect the hell out of you admitting it. Because I would have taken that to the grave.
This senior moment brought to you by Geritol. Geritol, when you're not feeling regular.
I would have taken that to the... I wouldn't have told my wife that. I wouldn't have... You know, sometimes I have secrets that I'll tell my dog when nobody else is home so that I can at least get it off my chest, right? I'm like, Remy, come here, have a seat. I need to talk to you about something. And I'll tell my dog the secret so that I can get it out there without having to be, you know, judged by other human beings. And then there are some things that I won't even tell my dog. I respect that you owned that. No, it wasn't a ball on the ground. It was my cursor on the computer screen.
This senior moment brought to you by The Villages.
I had a whole thing about Giancarlo Stanton here, but
he's slow and he's chugging. I mean, he's doing his best, Rob.
I can't talk about Giancarlo Stanton's age now when Lonzo just had that moment. And for the record, I think that happens to everybody. You're like, what is that? It's my mouth.
By the way, it's white, and it was just the cursor, the hand, was right there in a perfect spot where when he did this, it looked like the ball was sitting there.
I waited up. I was having a whole ass panic attack right there. I'm like, did I miss? Did Major League Baseball miss the most important thing to happen in that game? They missed a couple of calls last night that were game influencing. All right. There was a strikeout on a walk that would have scored, or a walk on a strikeout. There was a strikeout on a walk that would have scored one. There was a strikeout with the tying run on first base for the Yankees. Like, there was a lot, but none of that missed quite as much as Lonzo thinking his mouse on the screen was the ball that came out on a clean tag at the house. I appreciate you acknowledging it. Well done.
It was perfect. It was in the perfect spot, and I didn't touch it, so it just stayed there. And as yeah, okay, you're right. I didn't have to admit to it.
I applaud you owning it. I really do. All right. So here was the point of where we were going there. Let me get Lonzo off the hook here. The point of where I'm going.
What? I messed up, dude. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'll mess up again. You know, several times before the day is out.
The honest problem here is that the Yankees are not as good as the Dodgers. On paper, the Dodgers are a better baseball team, which means that in order for the Yankees to have won, because they can't win it now, they're not winning four in a row on LA, for the Yankees to have won, they had to get one of the two on the road at LA. They failed to do both. And then they would have needed to take all three. And in order for that to happen, the Yankees had to play the best baseball they've played all year and have flawless decision-making. And if I have got a third base coach who waved around a 34-year-old, which in baseball years might as well be 60, wave that guy around and do so to challenge a left fielder who is known for having a rocket launcher of an arm to get him tagged out in a game where every run matters. The Yankees have made, going back to game one, pulling Gerrit Cole after 84 pitches when he was dominating that game, all the way up till Giancarlo getting tagged out and ruining the momentum the Yankees had been building to that point. It is on the Yankees players, because I got Aaron Judge, who's 1-for-12 with 7 strikeouts in this World Series. That's not good enough. I got Juan Soto, whose stat line ain't a whole hell of a lot better. I got Giancarlo Stanton, who's batting 200 through these playoffs. There's a lot of problems going on, but if the players are doing that, and I've got Aaron Boone's staff, who is yanking an ace 84 pitches deep when he's dicing the Dodgers at that point in game one. And I got them making decisions like sending 34-year-old Giancarlo Stanton home around third to challenge a left fielder who is known for doing that. You're coaching yourself out of a World Series.
You
needed to be perfect, and you're coaching yourself out of one.
As a uber baseball fan, are you disappointed that this is going to be a sweep?
Yes.
Because then baseball is over.
Yes. No, it's not that baseball's over. I know baseball's over. Welcome to life. Good things end. And good things have to end to make room for good things. That's I accept it. It sucks that we're about to go on a 150 whatever day it is run with no baseball as a baseball fan. Yeah, that's a bummer. But I'm good with it. The reason I'm bummed is you have two, if not the two, most recognizable historic franchises in all of the sport globally that just lined it up for a championship series. You cannot have a series that matters more than this. And one of those teams forgot to show up. This was supposed to be a clash of the Titans. And instead we get whatever the hell this is.
So you're upset for the sport because you think so many eyes were on it and are getting a sweep, not a competitive series.
I don't think so many eyes were on it. Games 1 and 2 averaged almost 15 million viewers. That is the best World Series start since 2017 and one of, I think, the three best in this decade so far. Scratch that. One of the three best in this millennium so far. And we're getting this?
Having large viewing markets with both teams helps.
100%. Not just large, the two largest. New York is the number one net television market in America. Los Angeles is number two. The numbers are inflated, but they are also helped by the fact that if you're a fringe baseball fan, you know the history of the Dodgers. You know the history of the Yankees. We spent all year celebrating it because these two teams were back. And you add all of that on top of the fact that I truly believe that Major League Baseball had the best postseason overall, wild card to World Series, the best postseason maybe of my lifetime. And it's going to get capped off by this. And I'm not even mad that it's a sweep. What I'm mad about is that the Yankees won't stop slamming their own groin in the door in order to make it a sweep. That's my problem. Stupid decision, and the star's not showing up. This star shows up. Lonzo with a sports flash.
Let me get my cursor out of the way. Week 8 of the NFL season came to a close last night with a 26-18 Pittsburgh victory over the Giants. Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson went 20-28 for 278 yards and a touchdown, and Najee Harris ran for 114 yards. A controversial call kept George Pickens off the scoreboard as a catch in the end zone was ruled incomplete when his right foot touched the ground twice, but his left foot did not. Carolina Hurricanes defeated the Vancouver Canucks 4-3 last night in overtime. Sebastian Aho, Will Carrier, Martin Nekas, and Jack Roslovic had goals in the victory. Biggest game in college football this weekend will take place in Pennsylvania when number 3 Penn State hosts number 4 Ohio State. Penn State head coach James Franklin said yesterday that Nittany Lions quarterback Drew Aller's status will be a game-time decision. Hey, tune in this Saturday at noon as Furman Paladins take on the VMI Keydets right here on The Fan Upstate.